Ganja, Joint, Doobie, Doo, Chronic, Ace, Lobo, Loco, Loveboat, Bud, Buddha, Blunt, Pot, Pat, Pin, Chiba, Chiba, 420, and Hashish, or Hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in, man. Marijuana.
Chris Valley.
G'day.
How's it going?
Oh, pretty good.
You've come in bearing news about one of the more colourful characters in the cannabis scene.
I wanted you to say cannabis
what's
community.
What's his name? What does he go by? Dectory... The Dectory Green? What's his...
Dectory Green.
What's Dectory his name?
Green?
Dectory Green. Green.
People may remember from the Dectory, which I ran out of Newlyn. That was a cannabis social club. And it's just hit the news this week. He has a cannabis social club down in Wellington, of all places. Within sight of the beehive, it says, on stuff. 700 members.
What goes on in the
A cannabis social club is generally run as a non-profit. They exist all around the world. There's apparently a few around New Zealand. There's certainly a lot around Europe. In Uruguay, it's kind of the basis of their policy there, the main way that people access legal cannabis.
Oh, wait. If I roll into an Amsterdam situation, is that like what you'd consider a...
No, that's a coffee shop.
Okay.
That's like a cafe selling cannabis. A cannabis social club would be more like a members place that doesn't have like a front door open to the public, but the members go in there. Often the members are providing for themselves. They might have communal growing or some sort of communal provision. And there's you're looking out for the people who are coming there. It's not just a neutral private room enterprise.
It's a neutral room that you bring the marijuana to, or is the weed there?
It can be done that way. Some cannabis social clubs overseas. There's no provision, and it's just a place where you can come and consume safely and among like-minded people and not be out on the street, you know, annoying people or interacting with, you know, outlaws and all that down alleyways. Yeah. But other cannabis social clubs do have, you know, they might have a communal growing premise where they grow together and then share it among themselves. That's how it's run in Uruguay.
Yeah.
And they can grow a certain number of plants and then share that crop among the members.
The community garden.
Exactly, yeah. And it's on the, you know, it's a potential model for here. So DACTA is a little bit ahead of the law because the law hasn't changed quite yet. And Ross Bell of the Drug Foundation was bringing that up in the article. But it's a form of civil disobedience, and that's a valid way to kind of, you know, move the law along.
Is he still involved, not Ross Bell, Mr. Dectory, is he involved in local politics? Because I think he was running for, like, the mayor of King Country at some point. Down like Tomaranui way.
That sounds about right. I'm not sure, to be honest, but we could get him on the show sometime.
Yeah,
if you want.
I have never met him, but he sounds like a very interesting person.
Indeed. Well, yeah, if people go to stuff, and the article is called Cannabis Campaigner Dr. Green Opens Cannabis Club in Wellington Claiming 700 Members. So I think if you Google any of those words, it's going to come up. And then there's a video there where they talk to Dr. and he makes a very compelling case for it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, have a look. But it comes as well, some interesting news that came from overseas on the same day, and that was that state of Illinois, of all places, has made history as the first legislature to legalize cannabis. So normally cannabis law reforms come, certainly at the legalized level, come from the people, from some sort of referendum, but this is an actual legislature doing it. And one of the interesting things about their approach is this huge emphasis on social equity, and the taxes that are being raised off of cannabis are going back into social equity programs and helping communities that were most affected by the drug war, as well as like sharing it around the schools, sharing it around the police, sharing it around everyone who has got a bit of a stake in it. And I think that's a really good approach and something that we should be looking at for the referendum here. And in fact, letting people have a say in where those taxes should go. Don't just send it off to the general pool. We're never to be seen again. Mm. But, you know, let New Zealanders have a say in where those cannabis taxes are going to go.
Earmark it for the areas there is more social need for it.
Exactly, yeah.
This sounds spot on, by the way. But I'm just curious, because I'm seeing the government sort of saying, hey, dairies are bad, phasing them out, marijuana good. Are they kind of just like, are they doing the old switcheroo with the tax? They're going to be like, we're going to need this kind of money. You know what I mean?
I don't think that's in it at all. And they're not incompatible. For a start, cannabis doesn't have to be smoked. It can be done a number of different ways. But it's not tobacco. It doesn't have the same harms as tobacco. Right. So, yeah, we can have a smoke-free goal for tobacco. But even that smoke-free goal is down to a 5% use rate. It's not zero.
The goal is not to get to zero. Right? So. I guess what I'm saying is the tax.
Tobacco harms so many people, that whole thing about it not, you know, that the tax somehow being a profit, that's just total
bollocks.
No, I mean, they spend way more than what they gain in taxes off it.
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't think that's so much the equation. But having said that, it is a potentially huge source of revenue. Mm. But as I say, if it just goes into the general fund, I mean, would you even notice it, you know? But if you give it to, say, drug rehab, education, police, schools, you know, you can make a real difference to all those people. And the regulators as well that are going to be swamped with overseeing the scheme. Give them a bit of money and give a bit of money to researchers so that they can report on it, you know, research the effects, you know, share it around.
Exciting.
Mm.
Exciting stuff.
Now, what else happened? We had a first ever cannabis company launch on the stock exchange. And this is a company called, in New Zealand. First one here, there's a bunch overseas. And this is a company called CannaSouth that are based in the Waikato.
CannaSouth.
And there you go. They're looking to raise $10 million and get going.
Wait, CannaSouth is based in the Waikato?
It's south of the equator, I guess.
On. Okay.
Southern hemisphere.
Okay, a global approach. I appreciate that.
That's right. Yep. Got to think globally.
How many companies are popping up? Are there just like hundreds?
Right.
It seems like I chat to someone every day and they're like, oh, I'm going to have a go at medicinal cannabis.
Yeah, there's a lot of that where people are just looking at the end and thinking, oh, it's all going to be there One step at a time. One step at a time is my thing. You've got to concentrate on getting the rules in place so that we have an industry. And people can get ahead of themselves registering companies and imagining what they're going to do down the end. Mm. But if the rules aren't in place to allow that to happen, you're wasting your time.
But that's
where the focus needs to be.
Difference between
it's definitely a
true
statement
believing
on the local consciousness of it, though, in the fact that everyone's like, yo, I'm in. I'm all in, you know, like, what do I need to do?
It's tell your MP that. Mm. You know, that's the thing. It's one thing doing it, keeping it to yourself or saying it on Facebook, but you've got to tell your MP that you want to start a business and employ people and do things and these rules, you know, you want to see certain things happen. And we just have to keep that pressure up or just nothing happens.
Yeah.
Mm. What else have we got going on?
What else do we have going on?
Bloody good question. A couple of conferences coming up, but I guess that's by the way. There's a GP conference at Graham Goldbranson, who's...
General Practitioner Conference?
Yes, that's in a couple of weeks down at Rotorua. Most GPs in the North Island go to it. And Graham Goldbranson, who's a specialist cannabis prescribing doctor based out in Henderson.
Right.
Cannabiscare.nz, if you want to check him out. And he'll be presenting a thing there. So if you've got a doctor that's a bit
So
get them to go. They can earn some credits and they can get schooled up on how to prescribe cannabis.
Right, so is the situation with doctors still like, is everyone in kind of like convincing mode, or are doctors
absolutely
like, fuck, why are they reading
and
stuff?
Bro,
I don't understand. Like,
here's the other thing, right? The draft regulation is going to come out in the middle of July.
Wouldn't you
at
want
the
another
moment,
tool to help your patients? Like, that seems like a no-brainer.
Yeah, you would. Funny that. So we're actually developing that at Zecan because we think the rules are not going to change very much. And everyone's expecting that it is going to change, that we're going to end up somehow like overseas with these dispensaries and you just get your recommendation and well, hey, you're away.
Wake up the next day and it's all good.
It's actually not. Like, really, the only thing they're going to change in the medical side, the only thing of substance, is allowing local production. They're not going to change the prescription process unless we make them.
Yeah,
right? And at the moment, this is all going to come out in mid-July. I don't know. I'm speculating here. But my belief and understanding and reading between the lines is not much is going to change unless we demand it. So all these people are going to line up to produce products, but if nothing happens at the prescription end with what doctors can prescribe and how confident they are and whether you can register a product,
it'll just go offshore. Is that
well, you won't be able to sell to anyone,
right?
You know,
right.
So it's all over. So this is what I mean about we have to get the rules set right if we're going to have this. And if our focus is on patients and helping patients get access to products, you've got to focus on getting those prescription rules changed so that the doctors can actually prescribe it without begging to the Minister of Health like they have to now.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, that seems like a good place to leave it. Thank you very much, Chris Fowley.
Right on.
Always a pleasure.
We'll see you next week.
Go the DAC leaf.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.